So how concerned are epidemiologists about the latest cases in Sydney, and has the New South Wales government got its response right? Catherine Bennett is Chair of Epidemiology at Deakin University. I spoke to her a short time ago.
Look, it's good news that they've actually quickly identified the source case, because this original index case gives them the timeline. They're not looking at something that could signal weeks of missing link cases. We're looking at someone who only arrived in the country on the 26th of April. So it gives us a very tight time window, and probably with that only one missing link case. So that starts to make this more manageable, but equally still critically important. They don't know who that missing link case is, but now they're working further back with the case identified yesterday to find out where they were in the period where we now know they had to have been exposed. And we're more conscious, I suppose, of what that path might look like, given they've got the source identified as one of the return travellers.
And so what kind of things will they be using to try and work out what's gone wrong? They were talking about perhaps using CCTV from the quarantine facility to try and work out who's had contact with this case.
Look, that's right. They'll look at everything that they possibly can from the case end to try and figure out where there were points of exposure, were there any people around that case, either in their initial transit in from the airport or in hotel quarantine, right up to the time that they were transferred to the Shah. The health hotel is probably too late in the sequence for that to be a site, because they moved there on the 28th and the 4th, and we think this other person was infectious on the 30th, but it's still possible, particularly that transit from one hotel to the other, would be another point where there's the possibility of some exposure that they'd want to look into. So they'll look at every step along the way from the original source, from the index case, but they'll also be working backwards from that known case in the community to try and identify where something comes in common, or just to identify those sites, which is the new information coming out today, where this person might have been exposed. And then if they can find anyone else at those sites who is positive, then that might be the person that then in themselves has that link back to the hotel. So it's just trying to understand it. As soon as you get it mapped, it helps you to feel whether you've contained it or whether that case might have other contacts that need to be followed. And if they do and they're negative, all is good. But we don't know until we know who that link is.
And Catherine Bennett, can you explain in layperson's terms this genomic sequencing, which is really the fingerprint of each case, how does that work and how individual is that?
Look, it's been incredibly helpful in this whole COVID setting, because it allows you to look at the relationship between cases. So if two people have identical variants of the virus, then you know not only do they have a common source or that one gave it to the other, you know that that happened within one transmission event or one or two. As you get more distant, as someone passes it on to someone else and they pass it on to someone else, you start to see these little mutations, these little changes, these little fingerprint changes that allow you to say, well, they're probably related, but they are distinct. And so you can actually see that they're not immediate. We use that in Victoria. We had the initial virus came into the community, and that from one of those hotel breaches dominated and in fact became the only virus circulating, but we could still tell one cluster from another. So in this situation, when you've got an original case in the hotel, which is only two transmission chains away from this case found in the community, you get a very close match, and it makes you very sure that this is the source, the index case, and it just allows you to say, all right, that's where we focus our lens. That's where we're going to really put every investment into the investigation, rather than having to do 360 around this case in the community and not know, you know, which direction they really need to point in to try and find that upstream link.
What do you think about some of the precautions that the New South Wales government has announced that they're putting in place? Does it sound about right, or too heavy or too light for what's happening?
Oh, look, I think it is. They're using the word proportionate, and I think that's right. They're focused on the indoor settings where we know there is that risk. They're trying to reduce the number of people that are mixing. It's unfortunate that all these events seem to coincide with Valentine's Day or Mother's Day or something. But at the same time, it is just about, you know, people being that extra cautious and reducing your number of contacts where you can to just reduce that risk of transmission should someone in your network happen to have been exposed and not realised.
That's Catherine Bennett, Chair of Epidemiology at Deakin University.